Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I am your host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We're so grateful to be back. Amen. With you once again. Amen. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Once again, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our Prayer News Network. Amen. Where God is doing great things. Amen. In the midst of his people. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. For this day. Amen. Another day's journey that the Lord, he has kept us. Amen. He has kept our minds. He has kept us safe. He has kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. So we just, amen, we just come to give the Lord some thanks. We come to reverence the Lord tonight. Amen. And praise him for his goodness. Amen. We just bless God. Amen. For each and every one of you. Amen. We pray that you had a great day. We pray that you had a productive day. But most of all, we thank God for allowing you to tune in tonight. Amen. To come back and worship the Lord with us. Amen. And hear, amen, what thus, amen, saith the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you once again. Amen. We encourage you. Amen. While, amen, people are still coming in. Amen. We want to encourage you, amen, to send out texts. Amen. To let, amen, others know that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen. And that we're on live right now. Amen. So we, amen, we'll give you a few moments. Amen. To send out your group text. Amen. To let your friends and your families, amen, co-workers, acquaintances know that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen. And tell them, amen, compel them, amen, to join in. Amen. To hear a word from the Lord. Amen. That what the Lord is going to say to us in this hour. Amen. We know that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. God already has a word already predestined. Amen. For his people tonight. Amen. So we're excited. Amen. We're excited about what the Lord, amen, is going to do. Amen. We already claim it by faith. Amen. That the Lord is going to do great things for us tonight. Amen. And once again, amen, as people are coming in, we want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Prayer News Network. Amen. We also want to, amen, welcome, amen, our listeners, amen, from Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We, amen, want to welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for you tuning in, amen, to get a word from the Lord as well. Amen. We say welcome to each and every one of you tonight. Amen. We praise God, amen, for it. How this broadcast is reaching all around the world, just as, amen, the Lord commanded us. He said, go into all the world, to every creature. If in this baptized, the same shall be saved. We may not physically be able to go into all the world, amen, but thank God he made it possible that our voice can carry out, that our voice can travel, amen, into all the world, that souls can hear, amen, this, amen, this gospel be preached unto them, and that they may too, amen, find, amen, eternal life for their souls. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This, amen, radio broadcast. Amen. We want to welcome each of our listeners. Amen. Come to the world. Amen. It's reaching all the way to China, Canada, Brazil, the UK, Tortola, and Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. God is doing great things. Amen. Where this broadcast is reaching all across the world. Amen. Don't tell me, amen, that God, amen, is not, amen, a miracle worker. God, he is in the miracle working business. Amen. And he hasn't lost no power. Amen. He's still working miracles today. Amen. So we just thank God once again. Amen. We want to say to those of you that are just coming in, amen, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We ask that you would text, amen, a friend, amen, a loved one, a family member. Amen. Let them know, amen, that the Prayer News Network is now on and that we're on live. Amen. I'll give you the number. The number is 339-209-6891. Once again, that number is 339-209-6891. Call, text somebody, and let them know, amen, to tune in and join in with the Prayer News Network. We're going live through telephone, and we're also, amen, connected with the radio. So we're going out, amen, two different ways. And also, amen, we want you to continue to pray for our founder and visionary of this great line, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. We want you to keep her in your prayer, keep her lifted up, that God may evermore continue to bless and strengthen her, amen, and use her to his glory and divine purpose. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for her leaders tonight, her apostle, amen, her pastor, amen, Pastor Taylor, amen, Lady Taylor, amen, to all of God's people. We thank God for you. We praise God for your leaders as well. Amen. We thank God for your leaders because the word of God lets us know, amen, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So we thank God for, amen, our leaders that God has placed over us, amen, to lead us and guide us from earth to heaven. Amen. We thank God for them. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. Amen to my, amen, pastor. We thank God, amen, for them as well. Amen. So we just give God the praise. We give God all the glory that's due unto his name. Amen. And tonight, amen, we also thank God, amen, for our speaker tonight. Amen. Apostle, amen, Gaston Rivers, amen, which was on with us on last night. Amen. And thank God he's back with us again, amen, tonight. Amen. To proclaim and declare God's word. Amen. In such a time as this. Amen. We want you, amen, also to be aware that you can, amen, find him live on Facebook. Amen. Right now, you can find him live on Facebook. Amen. You could go to Gaston Rivers. Amen. And you can find him live on Facebook. So we praise God, amen, for that. Amen. We just give God all the praise. Amen. We give God all the glory for, amen, what he's doing. Amen. In such a time as this. Amen. The Lord is doing great things. He's healing. Amen. We've been hearing all the glorious testimonies that have been coming forth. God is healing. Amen. How God is delivering and how God is yet saving. Amen. He's still saving. Amen. He hasn't lost no power. Amen. God is still saving the, amen, the souls. He's healing the sin sick bodies. Amen. He's healing our minds. He's just healing us. Amen. He sent his word. Amen. And healed them. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. Once again, amen. We hope that you, amen, are reaching out, amen, to someone and letting them know that we're on. Amen. Also, we want to remind you that, amen, that this broadcast is recorded live. Amen. We are recording live. Amen. And at the end of the broadcast, we will give you a couple of numbers, amen, that you can, amen, text to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Once again, at the end of the broadcast, amen, we will give out two numbers, amen, for you to text so that you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. When you receive, amen, copy of tonight's broadcast, we're asking you that you will please share it. Amen. Please pass the word on to somebody that may not have tuned in tonight and was not able to hear the word. But by you passing and forwarding this link to them, amen, they can listen to the, amen, pre-recorded broadcast and still be blessed. Because, amen, every time God's word is going into the atmosphere, amen, it's ministering to somebody. So we just praise God for all things. We bless the Lord. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. We thank God for being the head of my life. Amen. We thank God, amen, for being saved. Amen. We thank God for yet being sanctified through the truth. Amen. Having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with a burning fire. Amen. To run on. Amen. And be, amen, do God's will. Amen. To be pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. That's what we want. We want to be found, amen, pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. We want the Lord to be pleased with us. Everything that we do or say, amen, we want God to be pleased. Amen. We want God to be glorified in our lives. And not only that, but amen, at the end of this journey, I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. I want the Lord, amen, to welcome me home. Amen. And that's what we're working for. We are working for eternal life. Amen. That the Lord, amen, has laid up in store for us. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We give God all the praise. Amen. We're going to, amen, ask, get our speaker on, amen, this side of the broadcast. We're going to ask our speaker, amen, if you would, go ahead and come on over to the broadcast side, amen, by pushing star 6. Amen. So we can position you, amen, to come on, amen, after, amen, the prayer. So once again, we're going to ask our speaker, if you would, come on over to the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Yes, we hear you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for you. We welcome you back to the Prayer News Network. Amen. So we're excited tonight. Amen. We're excited tonight what the Lord, amen, is about to do. Amen. And people of God, We want you to prepare your heart and your mind, amen, to receive, amen, what God has for us. Amen. We want you to, amen, put your minds on Jesus. Amen. And we get ready to go to the throne of grace. Amen. But as, amen, amen, our, amen, visionary always, amen, lets us know we can't go to God any old kind of way. Amen. We have to, amen, set the atmosphere. We have to prepare, amen, to come in contact with God. Amen. Amen. We have to remove everything that's not like the Lord. Amen. We have to ask for, amen, forgiveness and repentance for, amen, all the sins, amen, that we have may have committed, amen, throughout the day, sins known and unknown. Sometimes we're not aware, amen, but we ask God to cleanse us, amen, from all unrighteousness. So, amen, as we prepare, amen, to, amen, go to the throne of grace, we're going to ask you right now, amen, put your minds on Jesus. Amen. Think about, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Think about how good God's been. Amen. All day long, how God has, amen, spared your life, watched over you. Amen. He sent his angels of protection to hover all around you as you went to and fro throughout the course of the day. Amen. Just think about how God just, amen, covered you under his blood. He didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come and overtake you. Can't nobody do this but God. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. Father God, we just want to bless you. We just want to praise you. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Lift up hands. Oh, Father God, we just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We just want to say thank you. We want to thank you for being God and God alone. We want to thank you for having all power in your hand. Oh, God, we know tonight that there is nothing too hard for you. We know that you can speak the word and it shall be done. Oh, Father God, you can command the blessing and the blessing shall overtake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that we come into your presence tonight. Oh, God, we want to just give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory. We realize tonight that we owe you a praise. We owe you, oh, God, we owe you thanksgiving tonight. You've been mighty good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Oh, God, you kept us another day, Father. You strengthened and you touched this body of ours. You touched our minds, God. You gave us a mind to yet serve you. You gave us a mind to yet live for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the test and trial that you have brought us through. We thank you, oh, God, even through the hard times, you were right there. You never left us. You never forsook us, God. Oh, God, but you was right there, oh, God. You knew, God, you came to our rescue when we needed you the most. When we needed your help, Father God, you, oh, God, you was right there to help us. When we didn't know which way to go, you gave us direction. You ordered our steps through your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you tonight. We just want to lift our hands towards heaven, and we want to just say thank you, God. We realize that our life is in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, our life is in your hands tonight. You are in control of every situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, before we ask you for anything, before we ask you to do anything for us tonight, Father God, we pray that you, oh, God, search our hearts. Father God, shine your light on us, oh, God, from heaven. You find anything, oh, God, that should not be. We ask you that you would take it out. God, we pray, oh God, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray that you will wash us, oh God, in your blood. Oh God, wash us white in this snow. Purify our hearts tonight. Purify our minds through your word tonight. Make us clean, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, sanctify through your word. Oh God, cleanse us day by day. Oh God, don't let our man perish. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will renew our minds, oh God. Renew us in the spirit of our mind. Renew our soul tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to renew our vow to you, God. In the name of Jesus, one day we made a vow to you, that we would serve you, oh God, that we would go all the way with you, in the name of Jesus, help us to keep our vow tonight, help us to fulfill our vow that we made to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we cannot do it of ourselves, we're weak, but you are strong tonight, we are dependent on you, Lord, we trust you tonight, God, oh God, we trust the keeping of our soul, God, into your hands tonight, you are in control tonight, oh God, look, whatever may be trying, whatever may be going on all around us, we know that we're safe in your arms tonight. Oh God, you are our sustainer. You are our protector tonight. You are shield and our buckler. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight you fight every battle. Oh God, this battle's not ours. This battle belongs unto you. Oh God, fight this battle tonight. Oh God, come to the rescue of your people. Oh God, come to mighty name of Jesus, we need you tonight, God. We call on your holy name, Jesus, Lord Jesus. We need you tonight, Lord. We need you to strengthen us, God. Put us up where we're weak, put us up where we're torn down, anchor us on every lean inside, make us a stand tonight, help us to hold out until the end, in the name of Jesus, oh God, send deliverance tonight, send deliverance to them that are bound, oh God, set the captive free, reclaim every backslider tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, look on those that may be sick in their body tonight, we pray for healing tonight, oh God, see your angels down tonight, oh God, heal tonight, oh God, go into the hospital, walk up and down every wing tonight, go into every bedside tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, dispatch your angels tonight, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, release your healing angels tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the sick down healed, let the weak down strong, open blinded eyes tonight, let open, oh God, let's not just get there tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you can do it tonight. I know you can, God. Oh God, you did it before. You can do it again. In the name of Jesus, you're the kind of God. You got all power in your hand. You can just speak the word, and it shall be done. Father God, we ask you tonight. Oh, speak the word. Speak the word across the land. Speak the word.
Tonight. Oh, God, give them hope tonight. Yet they're
tree, gonna be cut down, yet with the sin of water, it's your spot again, Oh, God, get that soul hope tonight, rebuke everything that's not like you, God, Oh, God, rebuke that spirit of suicide tonight, in the name of Jesus, rebuke every addiction tonight, cast it out tonight, God, liberate, set free, God, loose them in the mind tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, look on that soul that's on the nerve, the veil of heaven and earth is break down, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, sustain their mind tonight, keep them in perfect peace tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you'll put a hedge all around us, put a hedge around about your people, that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, rebuke COVID-19, God. Rebuke that foul spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, destroy it, God. Destroy it, oh God. Send it back to the pit. Oh God, it shall have no dominion over your people tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, remember those that are sick and afflicted, even by this virus tonight. Oh God, we pray for that healing. We speak life over them tonight. We speak life. We command them to live tonight. Live and not die. To declare the voice of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that you are. We know you have the power. You are greater. You are greater than COVID-19. We magnify you, Father. We don't magnify COVID-19. We magnify your holy name tonight. Because you stay high and you look down low. Oh God, you are in control tonight. There is nothing that you're not aware of, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you spoke to the storm. You said, peace be still. Father God, speak to COVID, God. Make it vanish, make it disappear off the face of the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can do it tonight. Oh, God, according to your will, we pray that your will be done. Even through this situation, God, we pray that souls will come to their senses and run to you, that they will realize, oh, God, that they need you. Each and every day, every hour of the day, oh, God, let them realize that they need you. They cannot make it in this life without you. Oh, God, help them to acknowledge that they need the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can't make it without you. What will we do without you? Oh, God, if it had not been for you, who would go outside? Long may Israel say, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are a good God. You are a keeper. You are our comforter. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you for saving us, oh, God. We thank you for filling us with the Holy Ghost. We thank you for quickening our mortal bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus, causing us to sit in heavenly places. Oh, God, we just give you all the praise, realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, God, there's no worth of our own, no goodness of our own. Oh, God, we know it's by grace tonight that we are saved through faith. That not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. Oh, God, we thank you for that precious gift tonight. Oh, God, that you gave unto us. You said, whosoever believeth in you should not perish, but have eternal life. Father God, we thank you for eternal life tonight. We thank you for the plan of salvation. Oh, God, that you have laid out before us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every listener on the line tonight, whether through telephone or whether through the airwaves, the radio. Father God, we pray that you will bless us, penetrate their heart tonight. Touch their heart tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them what they need tonight. You know the word that they need to hear, God. We realize one word from you can change our situation. Oh, God, turn it around tonight. Turn every situation around tonight for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we love you, we praise you, we bless you, and we just want to thank you. Oh, God, we just thank you for this hour. We thank you for allowing us to give a symbol one more time in your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said when one or two assemble themselves together, touching and agreeing, you said you will be in the midst. Father God, we know you are in the midst because we feel your presence right now. Oh, God, we feel your love. Oh, God, embracing us right now. Oh, God, we just thank you for all things. We give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you for the man of God. Oh, God, that shall come forth and declare your word. Oh, God, we thank you for the word that's going to go out. Oh, God, into all the world. Oh, God, we thank you for the word that's going to reach the soul tonight, that's going to heal and deliver somebody tonight. Oh, God, that's going to set somebody free in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do this for your sake, oh, God. And, oh, God, we pray this prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Glory to God. Come on, people, God, let's bless the Lord right there. Come on, let's bless the Lord right there. Amen. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. Tonight we praise God once again. Amen. For amen. Amen. This prayer night. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. We say welcome. Amen. We welcome you with open arms. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. And tonight, amen, we have, amen, the great speaker. Amen. Who was with us on yesterday. Amen. Last night. And thank God, amen, he's back again. Amen. To finish up, amen, what he has started. Amen. We want you to pray with him and for him, that the word of God may have free course. Amen. Tonight, amen, we present to you and introduce to others, amen, Apostle Gaston Rivers. Amen. From, amen, Gaston Rivers Ministry, Augusta, Georgia. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. The platform is now yours.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, we do.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, truly, I thank God for that powerful prayer. Amen. You know, ain't nothing like prayer. Amen. I mean, you know, process the atmosphere. And truly, I thank God for the man of God. Thank God for the woman of God. And giving on to Apostle Taylor and to the late beloved S.D. James, a man that I really loved. And I thank God I got an opportunity to hear his ministry. And I was just amazed at the wisdom, the knowledge, the revelation, the things that God had gave me. Truly, I say that he was a man sent from God. Amen. Now, I thank God for my wife. She's on the line tonight. I thank God for so many of the people that are on Facebook. I thank God for all those you, amen, that are on the prayer line. Amen. I pray that you was able to get on there. I tried to send out some notices and everything, you know. And like I said, again, I thank God for PNN prayer line, because truly, you know, if we ever needed prayer, we need prayer now. Amen. And I'm going to be dealing with some things about prayer, how to pray, and what mindset you got to have tonight. Amen. That's why I said fight on. Amen. Because I believe, beloved, that we're living in a time now, hallelujah, glory be to God, that if you ever knew how to fight, you got to know how to fight now. You got to know how to do warfare in the spiritual realm, amen. Not so much, amen, just talking and naming and claiming, amen, but you got to have some clarity. You got to have clarity, and you have to have understanding about what God has for you, amen. And so I'm getting ready to pray. Father, I thank you right now, God. Lord, I just give you the praise. I give you the glory, God. Father, I pray, God, that this word, God, that there be no interference, God, with this technology, that this word will go forth, that there will be such an anointing, God, that it will stir the hearts and minds of your people up, God. More than anything, God, give us a fight, God. Hallelujah. Put a fight in us, God. God, give us determination, God. Lord, the devil is throwing everything he can at us now, God. But, oh, God, you said if I can't believe, God. Lord, you told us, God, and the violent, God. Woo, God, I pray, God, as I begin to minister, God, that you will release the spirit of a warrior, God, that you release a fight in your people, God, the spirit of perseverance, God. Lord, I just thank you for it, and I give you the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God, amen. And listen to me, beloved, amen. I'm going to just kind of reset away some things here because I don't want to get thrown off, amen. But I want you to, get your Bible. We're going to go to the book of St. John, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. St. John, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse, amen. Now listen to what it says here. After this, there was the feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Other words, there was a certain time the angel would come down, and as the angel came down and troubled the water, whoever stepped in that water, God would give them an instant miracle. Good God Almighty. Woo, that's why I say, I don't see how people fight miracles. Amen. Many of you out there, if you haven't experienced a miracle, this is your opportune time. This is an opportune time, amen, to see God work a miracle. And listen to what it says here. It says, in St. John 5:3, and these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halted, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Now listen to what it says here, amen. It says, for an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after troubling the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now listen to me. I want to kind of describe the scene because, you know, when people know that there's a good thing, there's a blessing, there's a breakthrough, amen. You know, as we talked about the one issue of blood, people were pressing to get at these 5 porches. They was pressing to get at these places because they did not want to miss the breakthrough. So you had to be a fighter, amen. If you just laid there and didn't press and didn't strive and didn't push and shove, amen. Now, we're talking about amen. Many times when you go to church, amen, like we said the other night, just because you can't get in, men in the parking lot is this and that. The devil said, well, just go on back home. The devil is a liar, amen. You got to learn to fight on. Somebody say fight on, hallelujah. See, we're talking about, it within your spirit, amen. We're talking within your mindset, just being determined, God, I don't care what it takes. You're going to move for me, hallelujah. And so here we see that there were so many people that was crowded. Now listen to what it says here in St. John, the 5th chapter and the 5th verse. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. So this man had been like this for 38 years. So we know from a fact that he couldn't walk. He didn't walk there. Somebody brought him there. Amen. Somebody brought him there. Somebody was bringing him there. We could say 38 years or even longer. Somebody was at least 30 years. Somebody was bringing him there and dropping him off. Amen. So it wasn't like the man that was, they took on the housetop and let him down and tore the roof off. Nobody stayed to help him get in the pool. Good God Almighty. I said, nobody stayed to help him get in the pool. See, sometimes we want people to pat us on the back. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't, but you can't get caught up in people helping you. Come on. David said, I encouraged myself. David said, I had faith unless I had believed. See, you have to make up in your mind, whatever God got for me, I want it. Whatever you do in this season, Lord, please don't do it without me, because I'm going to press my way in. So we see how that for 38 years this man had laid there. And listen to what it says in St. John, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. Say, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in the cave. Now, you know, Jesus had, you know, he was just full of life, so he had this the gift of discernment, word of wisdom, where he knew, amen, every situation about this man. Now, I want you to notice what he asked this man, you know, and it's a wonderful thing what Jesus asked this man, because many times God can ask you something and you can miss it. I said, God can ask you something. Sometimes you can be in the prayer line. Sometimes somebody can call you and get ready to take care of business. I remember one time when my credit was real bad, and I was trying my best to work it out, but I didn't have enough income coming in to cover all of the people that I owe. So there was one particular financial company called me and said, listen, say whatever you can give us. I said, I don't have nothing. He said, whatever you can give me. I said, He said, you don't hear me. Otherwise, if you can give me a dollar, two, whatever you can give me, I just need a figure. I almost missed that, amen, because this man, I had in my mind that it had to be a certain amount. He was saying, whatever you can give me. So I settled down and heard what he said. So Jesus is saying to this man, will I be made whole? And I believe tonight that God is saying to you, do you want me to fix your marriage? Do you want me to heal you? Do you want me to deliver you? Do you want me to save your children? Do you want me to touch your body? And I want you to notice the response of this man. Amen. Notice what this man said. The Bible says how that St. John, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, this empty man answered him and said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Now listen here. Jesus does not address his situation. He does not address the answer that this man gave him, because this is not the answer he wanted. He didn't ask him, was there anybody to help put you in? He didn't ask him, were people getting in front of you? See, many times the devil will show you all the ways you can't be healed, all the ways you can't live for God, all the ways you can't be blessed, all the ways you can't get God to move. Sometimes, like I said the other day, when you go to church, amen, just like they have this deal where only a certain amount of people can come to churches. Listen, don't let that be an excuse for not hearing the word of God. You can go on Facebook, internet, the radio, the telephone, and then there are some places where they have in church outside. You can pull up in your car. Otherwise, you got to fight on. Somebody put it on Facebook. Fight on. Come on. You got to press your way. Why? This is about your soul. This is the time the Bible says the last shall be first and the first shall be last. God said, I'm going to make you the head, not the tail. I'm going to put you above and not beneath. So this is the hour that God is wanting to move for his people. This was this man's opportune time. This was the impotent man's time that Jesus came along and said, listen, this is your season. This is your hour. God's speaking to somebody right now that this is your season, this is your hour. Yes, I know it's dark. I know we got Corona running crazy. The girl is out of her mind. But I know when you have the blood of Jesus, I plead the blood over my body. I plead the blood over those of you that listen to me. The Bible said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You cannot let that stop you from believing God. You can't let that stop you from getting on your knees and saying, Lord, I'm healed by your stripes. You cannot let that stop you from saying, Lord, you said, I will build you, hearken to the voice of the Lord, and do that which is right in your eyesight. You would not let none of these plagues. And then if the plague come upon me, God, the battle is not mine, but it is the Lord. And whether I be present or absent, I still win. Hallelujah. So this Jesus is telling the man, he said, whether I be made whole. This man began to make all kind of excuses. Listen, some of you out there right now, I'm saying, do you want God to fix your home? Do you want God to save your children? Or my job. Listen, you got to make time for everything. Put the excuses aside. This is your season. This is a carol moment. This is a carol moment. Carol means when God manifests everything he told you. There's some things that God promised the body of Christ. God spoke to me the other day, and he said, heaven is pregnant. When heaven is pregnant, that means heaven is wanting to drop some anointing. It's wanting to drop breakthroughs. It's wanting to drop healing. It's wanting to drop deliverance. But the devil is sitting wanting to fight, just like in Revelation. The enemy is right there to grab up that baby, and the devil want to grab up your miracle. He want to grab your revelation. He want to grab, but you got to say, devil, you're a liar. I do not allow you to hinder my vision. I do not allow you to hinder my healing. I do not allow you to hinder my marriage. This is my season. This is my opportune time. Lord Jesus, don't pass me by. And he will not. But you got to reach up and grab it. Somebody lift their hands right there. Say, this is my opportune time. Woo, y'all better get this word tonight. Listen to me. Now this man, he began to make all these excuses. So what is Pastor Rufus trying to say? I'm trying to tell you, put the excuses aside. Just get in your mind. Get in your mind, out of all that I've been through, this is my season, amen. This is my time. As we said the other day, Peter said, nevertheless, I've taught all night long, you know, trying to catch fish. And I thought here, and I'm a professional fisherman, and so I know where to fish. But you got to push your education aside. It's not how much you know and what you know, but it's about taking God at his word. Listen to me. Now, as Jesus got this man to calm down and quit allowing the enemy to give him excuses, listen what happened here. In the 8th verse, Jesus said unto him, you know, sometimes we will talk ourselves out of a blessing. This man almost talked himself out of a miracle. See, God got more than one way for you to be healed. God got more than one way for you to get a job, for you to get your financial needs met, for you to get a miracle for your children. God might not use you. He might use somebody else to touch your child or to minister to your child. But listen what happened to this man. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed. Now listen to me. You cannot wait on people to help you. Stop waiting on people to help you. Somebody's supposed to pick you up. Make it happen. Make it happen. Put up on that. I'm going to make it happen because this is my opportune time. I'm going to make it happen because God is wanting me to step out on faith. God's going to see my perseverance. God's going to see my determination. God has to see your faith. When they let that man down through the roof, the Bible says Jesus seeing their faith. Do you know when you go past excuses and past what people are saying and trying to stop you, and you continue to pray and go to church and stand on the word and keep praising God, he sees your faith. He sees your faith. And listen to me. You cannot allow people to stop you. The enemy wants you to let you make an excuse for all what people ain't know what they're going to do. But you got to say, no, devil, talk to the hand. I'm yet believing God. And listen to me. Another thing that we, in order to be able to fight on, there's a blessing in understanding the will of God. There's a blessing in understanding the will of God for your life and for your family. Because if you don't understand the will of God, you can't put your foot on it. If you don't understand the will of God, you can't be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in what God has told you. God spoke to me years ago. He said, son, stop praying them general prayers. Stop praying them prayers, Lord, if it's your will. Lord, if you can, Lord, stop by here, God. Lord, don't forget about me. God has written words. God has a rhema word. God has a logo word. There is a word that will fit your situation that God has already spoke. It's already in place. All you got to do is begin to decree it and declare it. All you got to do is do what there are certain conditions that if you'll do this, God will do that. Now listen to me. See, you got to know what God will is concerning your deliverance. You got to know what God will is concerning your breakthrough. Come on. Sometimes when you don't know the will of God, the enemy will cause you not to even go for it because you say, one day you say, I know God going to heal me. Next day he's a child. I just don't know. Amen. So the Bible says in the book of James 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and let not them think he's on you. You're not going to receive nothing from God. So the first thing to give you some clarity and understanding is you've got to understand, you got to understand what the will of God is. Amen. You got to understand, put aside the excuses. The next demonic spirit, the next principality, the next inner thing is being confused about the will of God. Somebody say, I'm not confused about what God has for me. I am not confused about what God has for me. There are so many people. There are so many people that we see in the prayer line. You said, do you believe God here? Well, I know he can, but, I'm just trusting God. That's not what we ask you. I need you to say, yes, I know he can. I just need you to touch and agree. Touch and agree means we're on the same accord. That means I'm believing God for a miracle. If he don't do it now, he will do it. And listen what it says here. This is the mindset you got to have if you're going to fight on against whatever's coming against you. The Bible says in 1 John 5 and 14, listen what it says here. Get your Bible out. Write some notes. Write this down because we're telling you this is how you fight on. And this is the confidence that we have in him, talking about God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, God, that if we ask him anything, somebody say anything according to his will, he hears us. God only hears his will. He only hears his will. His will is what he's already spoken, what he's already released. The Bible says he sent his word, and it didn't return void, but it accomplished that which he pleases. So the word accomplished means it completes. So his word, the Bible says, sent his word, and he healed him. And so the first thing you have to understand is that my confidence comes from understanding that it's God's will that I be healed. My confidence, my trust, my determination, my press comes from understanding that it's God's will for my marriage to work out. My confidence comes from the understanding that it's God's will that I have a job. My confidence comes from me understanding that it's God's will that I'll be able to provide for my family. My confidence comes from me understanding that God's will is that I be not put outside, not have a home, not have finances, not have food. It's God's will that I have those things. He said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He said, for my God shall supply. This is why you got to surrender to the Lord. He's not just your Savior. He just didn't die for you, but he has to become Lord. He has to become the shot caller. Your body has to become the temple of the Holy Ghost. God desires to dwell in man. God wants to commune. He wants to fellowship with you. Listen to me. It says, and this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he does what? He hears us. So you have God. Somebody say, I got God's attention when I'm praying according to his will. See, if you don't pray according to the will of God, then God don't hear it. Amen. So, you know, God don't hear all that stuff by law. You know, I'm just trusting you, God, just maybe. No, God, I believe your word. Yes, I'm trusting you according to what you said. And listen to what it says here. 1 John 5 and 15. And if we know that he hear us, what shall we ask? First thing I ask according to his will. And because he hears his will, we know that we have the petition. First thing it says, and if we know that he hears me because I'm praying according to his will. And then whatsoever I ask him according to his will, I have the petition that we desire him. Now listen to me. I'm going to read about this man here. Let's go to the book of Matthew 8 chapter in the second verse. Now, I'm kind of just showing you people in the Bible that were struggling with different areas. This one man was struggling at the pool, was struggling with excuses. This man is asking God, is it your will? Is it your will? Now, let me say this here. You can ask God, is it your will in prayer. I'm not telling you not to do that. But you must have faith. You've got to have faith. You've got to have faith. And a lot of times it is so good to get in the Word and study it out. Look up about what God said. Go to Isaiah, Peter, and find out about healing. Find out about your prosperity. Find out about peace. Find out what God's Word said. The Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So God wants us to learn how to, just like we hear the weatherman, he's to take your umbrella today. Weatherman said, listen, you better cover your plants and be able to bring your plants in. It's going to be freezing tomorrow. And we believe that. So Isaiah said, who has believed the reports of the Lord? When are we going to start believing God, his will? God has left a testament. He left a testament. He left a will for us. When Jesus died, he sent back his will. He left his will for us. This is what we inherited from him. These are the benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget all his benefits. Don't forget the benefits. Study them out, find out the benefits of God. And then when you find out the benefits, fight for it. Fight for it. Amen. And listen to me. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 2nd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped Jesus. I like the fact how this man came to Jesus worshiping him. Because the Bible tells us about entering his gates with praise and thanksgiving. So we got to learn. Many times we get in prayer and it's so hard. It seems like you can't pray. You can't worship God. You can't feel the presence of God. I tell people all the time, when you go down, when you begin to reminisce about the goodness of the Lord, when you begin to tell God what he's done for you, begin to thank and begin to praise him. The Bible said God in heaven, that means God dwells. God will come down. His presence will come down and set on you. The anointing will come and rest on you. I don't care who you are. You might have made a vow to God. Say, God, if you do this here, I serve you. And God does it. And then you go back. Well, listen, when you get ready to pray the next time, you tell God, Lord, I made a vow to you, and you kept your part. You came through. See, you got to always tell God. And so when this leper had come to Jesus, he was worshiping him. He was in a prostrate position. Just what he did. The scriptures, it defines it like just like a dog comes, you know. And we're not trying to belittle this leprosy, but it says just like a dog comes and just begs. This man came just saying, he's bowed down. He wasn't looking. He's just worshiping the Lord. I thank you. Because he was like the woman with the issue of blood. He had heard about Jesus. He had heard about what he could do. This is how you have confidence in people. You have to hear something about them. Amen. If you hear that there's a certain real estate or a certain car salesman that works with people, you go there with a confidence. So this man had heard about Jesus. He had heard what he had done. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now listen to me. This man went, and listen to what he said. He said, behold, there come a leper and worship him, saying, Lord, if thou willest, thou can make me clean. So he said, Lord, if it's your will, you can make me clean. Lord, if it's your will, you can make me clean. Lord, if your will, you have the ability, you have the power. God, you can set me free. You can make me whole. The man was struggling with understanding, is it your will? I don't know if it's your will or not. And so there are many people out there that are struggling. It's nothing but a diabolical plot, a strategy of the enemy to keep you from going for your healing. It's a strategy of the enemy that he puts up on saints and unbelievers. He puts it on many people saying, you know, God might want us to be broke. God might want us to be busted. He might want me to be sick, to be humble. The devil is a liar. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even your soul prosper. So God said, just like you have a healthy soul, I want you to have a healthy body. Come on. And so you claim that, you speak that, you start decreeing that over yourself. Amen. You speak, you every morning you get up, you know, I deal with about God saving your children. You can say, God, you said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You can begin to speak that, God, my seed Sam, my seed Joe, my seed Kenneth, my seed Carl, my seed Elizabeth, my seed Sabrina, whatever your seed is, you can put their name in there and say, they are my seed because I'm righteous, I'm obeying you, I'm trusting you. My righteousness is not by me, but it's by faith in God. So because of that, you're going to deliver my seed. So this man is saying, I don't understand the will of God. I know you can do it. And many people will tell you God can do it. So you got to get past that. You got to get past that. And so listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, he said, the man said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, Matthew 8 and 3, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Otherwise, it's my will that you be clean. Woo, good God Almighty. So I lift your hand and say, it's God's will that I be healed. It's God's will that my bills be paid. It's God's will that my family be. See, listen to me, beloved. I'm going against the odds right now. What I'm preaching, what I'm ministering to you right now, this will tear this poverty spirit that's going across America. This will tear up this demon that's robbing you of finances and got you where you don't want to pay your tithes and got you where you don't want to sow. The devil is alive. Satan don't have that much power. God is still the same. God is still in control. Come on. We just got to keep using these principles. We got to keep using the word, speak the word, decree a thing, declare the creel thing, and so shall it be. With the heart, namely, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Don't you know it was worse at times in these people's days because there was no kind of vaccine for leprosy. There was no kind of medicine for leprosy. There was nothing that people could do but believe God. But this man, amen, do you not know this man had a disease that he could not touch nobody? He couldn't be around nobody. But the Bible said we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feet of infirmity. Jesus was the kind of person you could touch him. You could get close to him. He wasn't high-minded. He wasn't so sadistic. Sometimes his disciples try to stop the people, but Jesus said, "Now let them alone because I've come that they might be healed." He said, "I've come that they might be delivered." This man right now, it took everything he had to come in the crowd, to come in the midst and begin to say, "Jesus, I wish you. Lord, I love you. Lord, if it's your will." See, sometimes you can be in a situation and people can beat you down. People can call you, can count you out. Sometimes family, loved ones, friends can say, "Hey, you ain't no good. You old no good dog." They can say all kinds. But don't accept that. Tell the devil he's a liar. Tell him that when I come to God, God's going to renew me. God's going to give me a new name, a new identity. God's going to take out the old and put in the new. Come on. So this man, when Jesus said, he laid his hand on, he said, "It is my will." Now listen to me, beloved. I want to go just a little bit further. The next thing we have to understand is that some people don't realize, but you got to be a fighter. In both of these situations, we see how Jesus was encouraging these people. He was letting this man had demonstrated the fact that he was a leper and was not allowed to be around people. He did not curl. They had a certain camp. He was sitting outside the camp. But this man went out, and no matter what Jesus was, this man came to where he was. Now listen to me. Matthew 11 and 12, this is what it says. It says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence taken before. And listen to me. John the Baptist came preaching the kingdom of God is at hand. He was saying, honey, what God had spoke in heaven, what God had decreed in heaven, he was releasing it in the earth realm. What God had decreed from the heaven, he's releasing in the earth realm. But there were certain things people had to do in order to receive what God had for them. Otherwise, heaven was pregnant. God was getting ready to drop down healing. God was getting ready to shift the atmosphere. There was coming a shifting. John preached about another dispensation. John preached about a move of God. He got the people prepared for the kingdom of God because Satan was killing people. People were demon-possessed. People were full of sickness. People were bound by sin and by drugs and whatever they had in those days. They were bound. But John told them, he said, "Repent you, for the kingdom of God is at hand." John said, "It's a new day coming. God's getting ready to rule. God's getting ready to step in and be sovereign. God's getting ready to take control of everything." But he told them, "Repent ye, I will change your heart, change your mind. Prepare for healing." And so John had prepared the people. These people were ready for a move. They were ready for a shift. But listen what it says in Matthew 11 and 12. I'm going to read it again. He said, "Until now the kingdom of heaven," from the days of John up until Jesus was preaching, he said, "the kingdom of heaven suffered." That word suffer means it alive violent. That word violent means it's allowing you to cry out, to capture the anointing, to get your healing, it's allowing you to pull on God. Come on. As we see, it's allowing you to grab the horns of the altar. The Levites, the priests, they were not the only ones that could get a miracle. Now that the veil had been rented, the Holy of Holies was open, and you could enter in through a spiritual realm. You didn't have to go to the temple. There was a dispensation of the glory of God that was being poured out on those that was hungry, that was desperate. Are you hungry? Are you desperate? Are you determined to enter into this shift? There was a shift that was taking place. Listen to me. And this is what it says, until now the kingdom, it suffered it. God allowed people to tap in to miracles. He allowed Jesus allowed people to get healing, to get delivered, their loved ones. So this is that same hour. It's even a greater time. I don't care about Corona. I don't care what's going on. I pray for the White House. I pray for Trump, Biden. I pray for all of them. But that's not stopping God. Bible says, if thou can't believe, all things are possible. God knew that this was going to happen. He knew about the impeachment. Yes, it cuts your heart, all the craziness, the madness, season the White House. But I'm talking about right now, God wants you to have what he's got for you. God wants you to fight on, because you're on the verge of a breakthrough. You're on the verge of God shifting some things in your life, your children, your family. This is your season. Isaiah said, rise and shine, for the light will come and the glory of the Lord. See, it says gross darkness shall be upon you, but God, the glory, the anointing. This is the time the people of God got to exercise their faith. This is our time to say God is still the same. God will supply your need. God will meet your need. God is the very present help in the time of trouble. I've been down, hallelujah, but I've seen God pick me up. I've been without food, clothes, job, cause, everything. But God, woo, hallelujah. Somebody lift your hand and tell the Lord, thank you. We have some church up in here. Hallelujah. And listen to me. It says heaven suffers. Heaven is allowing you to be violent, to be determined. Now, I'm going to show you a violent woman here in a minute, and I'm giving you the clothes. And this is what it says. It says, and the violent. The violent. See, you got to be determined. You got to have, I said, you got to have that audacity. I don't care what nobody says. God's going to hear me. God's going to save my child. Woo! See, that's how you got to speak. You got to speak that thing. You ever seen people want something so bad to, you know, folks at child, but they say, I don't care. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. That's why you have to pick who you get around when you start talking about what God's going to do for you. Everybody is not happy for you. Everybody's not celebrating you. Come on. So I don't want to go where I'm tolerated. I want to go where I'm celebrated. So you got to get around people that have come out, people that know what God can do. Amen. You can't get around people that's in the same bag you in the same shape you in. Now, if that person has that faith, has the audacity, has the fight, the stigma, the press, amen, then y'all keep it up. But the minute that person get, the Bible says, be not weary in well doing. So you can't be around weary people. You got to get around people that where you want to go, they already there and know how to get there and don't mind helping you. Come on, am I right? So listen here, let's move on. And I'm giving the close. Now, this is my favorite chapter, Luke 18 and 1, the parable of the persistent widow. See, you got to be persistent. The Bible says, in your patience, the Bible tells us about, Paul said, we glow in tribulation, knowing that tribulation work is patience. See, so what he's saying, tribulation work is perseverance. Tribulation means sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes different things get in your way. He said, we glory in tribulation. I'm glorying in this thing. I'm praising God. I'm giving God the glory in my situation right now. Some of you got to learn how to praise God in advance. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. You see, every time I go down to try to get my, every time I get on the phone, they come up with, no. What you got to do is before you get on the phone, just say, God, I dispatch angels that go before me and touch, give me favor. I talk about the fog, the favor of God. The fog, F-O-G, somebody say the fog. That's the favor of God. The Bible said those that fear God, the angel of God, is encamped around them. And God said the favor shall be like a shield around you. Come on. God gives his people favor, but you have to speak it. You have to confess it. You have to counsel out the enemy's assignment. You have to begin to pray and do what God tells you to do. You have to keep giving, keep sowing, keep believing God, keep praising God. You can't stop showing love. You can't stop giving your all. Come on. I know your money done got funny and people acting funny, but listen, beloved, God has not changed. This is just a situation, circumstance that we're in right now. God is still the same. I'm seeing God still meet my needs. I'm still seeing God send in finances. I'm seeing God still provide for a job. God will do it, people. What's going on? This virus, all this stuff, it don't have to stop God. It will not stop God. You don't have to let it affect you and get you where you're depressed. Well, I come against the spirit of depression. You need to stop talking about how many people got laid off. You need to stop talking about how many people lost their home. It's okay to have compassion and pray for them, but you got to start walking through your house. So, God, I think, I don't care if you live in somebody else's house and all you got is a closet, get in that closet and start praying. Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, I thank you that this too shall pass. God, I'm not going to always be in this closet. I don't care if you having to catch the bus or catch a ride or whatever. You got to say, Lord, I think that I'm not going to always. This too shall pass. Come on. See, that's the fight in you. That's the fight in you, people. Somebody lift your hand and say, fight on. Fight on, sister. Fight on, brother. Fight on, preacher. Come on. It's leaders. It's pastors that are struggling. They're struggling because they never went through anything. And listen to me, beloved. I have not. But one thing I do, I know that God don't change. And I know that God has prepared me. God has conditioned. There are some people that God has conditioned for this hour. And listen what it says. I'm getting ready to close. Luke, the 18th chapter, in the first verse. And he spake a parable to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. See, you can't get weak hearted. You got to keep on. See, God wants you to keep praying. As we quoted last night, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. To him that seek, find. To him that knock. See, you got to keep on knocking on that door. You got to keep on knocking. Come on. You got to keep seeking God, because God said, now notice what he said here. He said that men ought to always pray and not to faint. The 18th chapter in the second verse saying that was in a city, a judge who feared not God, neither did God man. There was a widow. See, she didn't have no husband. She didn't have no man to cover her or to strengthen her or encourage her. She didn't have a lawyer, somebody to go before her. But this woman had the tenacity. She had that fight. She had that get up and go. That girl had stigma. She had a backbone. She knew this king didn't fear God. He had a bad reputation. But this girl said, I don't care. I believe it's the way she looked at him, the way she stood there. She wasn't taking no for an answer. The Bible said all the promises of God are yea and not nay. Oh, good God Almighty. The Bible said, God, I've given you all things that pertain unto life. People of God, we got to learn that we're not living by circumstances. We're not living by sight, but by faith. We walk by faith. Come on. God will allow your faith to be tested. Amen. But when you come up with the faith, it makes God happen. He opened doors. He moved for you. I'm seeing God move. Come on. God has set laws in place. God has set laws in place that if you do this, he'll do that. And listen when it says, yes, you're going to be tried. But what did Job say? After I have been tried, I'm coming forth. And then God gave Job doubles. Look at the end of Job. Look how Job was blessed. Come on. Why? Because this man went through it. This was a trying time. He lost everything he had, his wife, everything, his friend, his servant. But this brother held on to God. He went from riches to rags. Come on, beloved. He knew, and this is why we as saints of God, the Bible teaches us how that Jesus became poor through his poverty, we might become rich. He had everything, but he lost everything so that we might be blessed. So we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with corona, with all this that's going on. Tell the devil he's alive. This ain't nothing new to God. God saw this thing coming in 1965, in 1954, in 1824, God saw this thing. And so the Bible says there is no temptation take a man, but such that is common. But God has a way of escape. People, God has a way out for us. God has a way out for you. Come on, fight on. I listen to what it says. Luke 18, and this woman said, avenge me of my adversary. Well, she said, give me back what the devil took, my property, whatever it is, you got to say, avenge me. And listen what he said, and he would not for a while, because this woman kept going. She kept going to him. See, you got to keep praying. You got to keep speaking. You got, and after you pray so much, I remember when my son was sick, and I was just praying and confessing God. God said, get up and praise me. And I mean, I got up right here in this room. I got up and I started praising God. All of a sudden, anointing fell upon me. Good God Almighty. And listen to me. Even while I was praising God, I felt the witness in my spirit. I see, you have to see it in the spirit before it comes down from heaven. You got to see it in the spirit before it comes down. And then I saw it in the spirit. I felt it in my spirit. But when I looked at my son, it seemed like he hadn't changed. But I was so convinced that God can't lie. I had the witness in my spirit. This is why it's so important to pray and to praise God and to thank him in advance and to love on him and just say, Lord, I believe it. I don't care what it looks like. Sometimes you got to hang that phone up. You can't get on Facebook and tell people what you're going through, because some of them people that went through the same thing and they gave up, so they don't know how to persevere. There are some folks that have fought. Some people got a testimony. But you got to learn how to settle on the side of your bed and and just talk to God. You ain't got to be, Lord, I need you, God. No, baby, you ain't got to do that. Just say, God, look here, God. You know, Lord, you got to help me, God. That's what God told me. And when you learn how to talk to God and get in that word and just go to pray in that word, God honors his word. God honors his word. After a while, this king would not hear her. But listen what happened here. But after he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this will trouble me, I will avenge her, lest my heart continue to come and she will me. And listen here. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge say. This is a wicked king. This is a wicked man. God said, look how this woman broke this wicked man down. She broke the devil down. Saints, break the devil down. Break him off your children. Keep standing on the word. Keep speaking. Fight on. Break him off your babies. Break him off your marriage. Break him off your son. I'm talking to some warriors. I speak the spirit of a warrior. I speak the battle axe within you and your spirit right now. People, this is what it's going to take in this time. You can't be no wimp. You can't be no coward. You can't be no yellow belly. You got to be a fighter in this hour. Listen here. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge say. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night to him, though he battle along with them? God said, praying day and night. Some of you might be familiar with the eight prayer watches. Pick your time to pray. Pick your time. You might want to pray all of them, all eight of them prayer watches. 10 or 15, and understand what it's about. And then you might want to start speaking about your healing, about your deliverance. People, pray day and night. Burn that midnight off. Burn that early morning oil, that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Come on, midday, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Come on, get a hold of God and watch God. You cannot pray consistently, speaking God's will and thanking God in advance 7 days straight and God not do something for you. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me get ready to close. Luke 8:18. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? You got to keep the faith. Listen here, beloved. I'm going to make an altar call. There are many people right now that need God in their lives. You know, some of you have some of you are backsliders. I'm feeling my spirit. Some of you are backsliders. And right now, you need to reach out to God. You need to come back to God. You know what God can do. You got caught up in a trial. You got caught up in a sex situation. You got caught up in an adultery affair. You got caught up in homosexuality. You got caught up in gambling. You got caught up in working so many hours. You got caught up in situations. And before you know it, you just throw it in the towel. Oh, beloved, right now, God's calling you. God's telling you to step out. God's telling you it's time to fight. It's time to say, God, I want to come back home. And I'm making an altar call right now. Amen. Those of you right now that want to come on the need prayer, want to be saved, just punch that #6. Man of God, woman of God, are y'all listening to me right now? We're getting to make an altar call. Y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you, man of God. Amen. They could *6. Amen. Push *6 and come on over to the broadcast side.
Push *6. Excuse me. Push *6 and come on over to the broadcast. We want you to be saved. We want you to be delivered. This word should stir your bone. This word should cause you to understand that all hope ain't gone. Woo, good God Almighty. It ain't over with. Hallelujah. I said it's not over with. Come on, God is still in control. I don't care what the devil have done and what's happening in the White House, your house, my house. Woo, God is still God. He says, I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. If you need God to save you, if you're a backslidden preacher, leader, whoever you are, I challenge you to come. Come as you are. Come on. I remember when I came to the Lord on that day. I was trying to get it together, and the more I tried, the more I began to sink down. But one morning, about 10 o'clock on July the 5th, 1975, I told God, I said, God, I'll serve you, but you got to help me. My life was like a cobweb. Seemed like I was all tangled up and didn't know how to get out. Ooh, but God, kura behind me. I challenge you to step out. I challenge you to hit that right now. I challenge you right now to come to this altar call. Anyone right now.
Amen, man. God, we have amen. Somebody on the platform. We do have somebody on the platform. Go ahead, call it.
All right.
Yes, I need prayer.
Amen. Just hold on. Let me just work this altar call a little bit more. What's your name?
Mary Meadows.
Okay, we're going to pray for you. Oh, God bless you, woman of God. Amen. You wanted the one we was working with, you right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to pray. You know we're going to pray with you. Just hold on. Just hold on. Let me work this altar call. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. Anyone
yes.
else that needs prayer?
Yes. Yes.
Is there another one?
Yes.
Go ahead, caller. We hear you.
I'm intervening on behalf of my son and asking God to save him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And turn his life around.
Anyone else?
Also, for those that you are amen. Also, those of you that are listening by radio, you can call in, amen, and come on over and make a request known by dialing 339-209-6891. You can call in and make your prayer request known. Amen. We do have somebody else on the platform. Go ahead, call in.
Go ahead.
Call you on the platform, amen. Push, unmute your phone, caller. Unmute your phone.
Go ahead. God is able.
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead. We hear you. Amen. While he's trying to get through it, anyone else?
My God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. God is able, people.
Hello?
Go ahead, we can hear you.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Xavier McReynolds. He has cancer and he's about 10 years old and he's been in and out of the hospital and I'm told that he's back in the hospital again.
Okay. Is there anyone who want to be saved right now? 10 year old here. We're going to believe God. We have an altar call. Anyone else? Come on in. Come on in, people. There's anointing. There's the Spirit of God is present. And Jesus came into a city, not saying that we're Jesus, but there's times when you have to enter in. When the Spirit of God is here, when God is allowing you opportunity, you have to, whatever you're doing, drop the broom, the coffee, to tell you, hold off. Let me get this. Let me call it. I want to be saved. I need help. Come on. Anyone else?
Hello?
Go ahead. We hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Sister Jerry. I was calling because I want prayer because I want to be filled with more of God, Holy Spirit, and fire. I want more.
Okay, all right. I like that. So I want you to believe that God's going to do it. Amen. God's going to do it. It's His will.
Amen.
He sent back His comforter. It's His will. Anyone else? Come on, people. This is what we're talking about. Come on in here. Amen. We get ready to go in the prayer room. In the room. All right, God. Come on. Anyone else that needs prayer?
Yes. Yes. Hello?
Go ahead. We hear. I hear you.
Yes. I want to do my first words over.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool. Y'all want you to stay on the line because I definitely want to pray for you. What's your name?
Annette.
What she said, what name was, man of God?
Annette.
Her name is Annette. Annette.
Annette, okay, I got you. Thank you. Annette, okay. All right. Yeah, Lord. God is going to do something. God's stirring some people up. Come on, anyone else? Come on, people.
Hey, God.
Anyone else?
Ooh,
this is your seat. It's an opportune time. It's an opportune time.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Anyone else? Let me know if you see anyone else, man of God.
Hey, amen. I see no one at this time. No one else on the platform at this time.
Okay, we get ready to pray. Father, I just thank you right now, God. Those of you on Facebook, I want you to stretch your hand at this screen. I'm believing God is upon a contact that God's getting ready to move. God's getting ready to destroy the village. The strongholds of the enemy, everything that's hindering you, everything that's stopping you. God, I just speak right now concerning Sister Mary Meadow right now, God. God, you move, Lord. Devil, you are loose. Oh, Jesus. God, I pray for those right now, God. Sister Terry, God. Sister Nick, God. God, you heard their request, God. Lord, they need more of the Holy Ghost, God, the first word. God, we ask you to stretch out your hand, God. Pour out your spirit. Pour out that anointing, God. Stir them, God, even in the dream, even in the mind, God. Ooh, God, let this anointing, let this message, let this word, just let it just begin to just penetrate through whatever the enemy's doing, God. I pray, God, that you would stir up the gift in them. Stir up the word. Stir up the Holy Ghost. Stir up the spirit of God within them. And, Father, you said in your word, Lord, that you sent back the comforter. You said when the spirit of truth comes, it's going to lead and guide you into all truth. Now, Father, we just believe you today, God. Oh, God, that you pour out the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill that cup up, God, until it runs over, God. Lord, sometimes we go through so much, God, until we need another dose of the Holy Ghost, God. I speak it right now, God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory right now, God. Lord of all, Shandala Kundara Mahania. I release it right now. According to your will, God, you said in the last day you will pour out your spirit. These are the last days, God. Send it on down, God. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down, God. Give us what we need in this hour, God. And Father, we be forever grateful. Now, Father, I pray right now, God, for that 10-year-old that's struggling with cancer. God, we know that you got the answer. Devil, use a liar right now. Father, I just speak healing right now, God. I come against that demon of cancer, that foreign object, the object is in his body that's eating up the cells. Satan, we command you to stop right now. We cancel your assignment right now. You cannot, we do not allow you to operate in that child. I command you to come out of that child in the name of you. Come out of the bit of that cancer. Come out of that child right now. I command you. God has given us authority. He's given us masters over you, you spirit of cancer. He's given us a token of control. I call that spirit of loose that baby. Loose that child. The blood's against you. Jesus paid the price. Every stripe that is on there, then we whoop you out. Loose that child. I believe it, God, and I thank you for it. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Praise God. There's not no one else. So right now, I'm just going to open up the line for those that need prayer for certain things. Amen. If there's someone out there on the prayer line, Teddy or anybody that can get through, I mean, whatever. Teddy's my nephew. He was trying to get through last night, but hopefully you get through. And man of God will tell you what you got to do. Just go ahead and tell them what they got to do if they want to get special prayer, and then we're going to close it out.
Amen. People of God, if you have any special prayer requests tonight, you can push *6. Amen. And come on over to the broadcast side. Unmute your phone. *6 and unmute your phone. God bless you.
Amen. Remember, the Bible can't believe. This is a company we have in here. Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
I enjoyed the word tonight. And I need a special prayer for me. I'm having problems, pains in my chest. My name is Belinda Ronk.
Pains in your chest?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
They on and off. Belinda Ronk.
Okay. Just believe, okay. And the pain just goes on.
Thank
you. All right, we're gonna believe God to hear you by the stripes. You believe the word? I know you do. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir, I do.
All right. Yeah,
thank
okay.
you.
You too. Amen. We touch and agree with you. So,
yes, sir. Thank you.
Anyone else? Come on in, people. Let's pray. Bible says, well, two or three, I'm going to agree with you. Maybe you don't have nobody, you don't have a prayer partner, maybe people you can't get to church, or maybe you're shut in, or maybe you're in a nursing home, wherever you're at right now, we're going to come in agreement with you. I'm writing down your prayer request so when I pray, I can make sure that I go before the throne of grace, that I grab the horns of the altar and begin to intercede. We're interceding for you. Anyone else out there, you need an intercessor, you need someone to intercede, we're here for you. Go ahead.
Amen, man of God, while we're waiting. Amen, man of God, while we're waiting for amen, others to come on to the platform. Amen, I have, amen, two prayer requests that came in. Amen, I have one prayer request for Pastor Eugene Crockett and his family. Amen, he's in the hospital, so we're praying for his recovery.
Okay.
And also we have a prayer request for, amen, a husband and wife that has been tested positive for COVID. And the wife is still in the hospital. We're going to pray. We want to pray for Mr. Fred and Miss Sandy. Do we have any other prayer requests out there? Amen. You can push *6. Amen. And come on over to the platform side and make your request known tonight. Amen, man of God. I see no one else on the broadcast as of yet.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. We hear you.
My son is locked up in jail, and I'm going to stand in the gap for him, ask God to save his soul and set him free.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
His name is Amos.
His name is Amos. Okay. Now, I want to say this to you. You know, I've experienced what you're dealing with, and I know how I feel. And I've seen God touch my children in jail. I've seen God just move for them. And so, like I said, and then I've seen God set them free. So I know how you feel, and just having to go there and see them and can't take them home, I know how you feel. But I want you to know God will work it out. You hear me? Okay. Anyone else?
Pastor, man of God, I got another request coming in. Amen. They're asking to pray for missionary Gloria Johnson. Amen. Missionary Gloria Johnson.
Okay. Any of this particular thing?
I believe, amen, for recovery of COVID.
Okay. Oh, my God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Those of you on Facebook, if you have a prayer request, amen, just go ahead and try to call it in, amen, or put it on, message it to me, and I definitely will be praying with you, amen. If I have to, I'll hit you back up and do a special prayer with you, or either I'll just come back on late on the night and just pray for those of you on Facebook, amen, because I know that it's kind of hard sometimes to get through on Facebook, amen, and especially as I'm ministering, because I'm a sometimes I get so caught up that I don't even see nothing but God. Amen. Is there anyone else, man of God?
Amen. There's no one else on the platform at this time. We actually have a caller just coming in. We have one more coming in.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Amen. We have two callers on the platform. Go ahead, callers. Amen. Please make sure your phone is unmuted. You're on the platform side. Make sure your phone is unmuted.
Go ahead. Anyone else? Can they get through?
All right, they're on the platform side, but look like they're not able to come over at this time.
Okay. If you hear me, you can go to Facebook and Gaston Rivers and put in, just message me or just put the request in. Hopefully we can get it.
Hey, man, once again, callers. Amen. Once again, callers, you can push *6 and unmute your phones. If you have a prayer request, push *6 and unmute your phones.
Yes.
All right, well, look like they're gone right now, man. Look like they're gone from the platform right now.
Okay, then. We're going to start praying. Now, Father, we just thank you. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lord, I just magnify. I lift you up. I exalt you, God. I know, Lord, that with you, God, nothing shall be impossible. And, Father, tonight, God, I come before you with praise, worship, glorifying, magnifying you, Lord. Lord, we thanking you in advance, God. We know, God, that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's, God. We know, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God, the healing thee, God. We know, Father, you said in your word, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then you said, forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction. And God, we come against this spirit of destruction that's been released by the prince of the air, this virus that's in the land. We come against it right now. Satan, we bind. We command it to stop right now. Father, we cancel the assignment of this virus right now, God, that's coming against your people, God. Lord, we pray right now for Pastor Eugene and his wife, God, that are in the hospital. We pray, God, that the wife has tested. But Lord, we just know, God, that you're going to give her a speedy recovery. You said that no weapon formed, even though the enemy has formed it against her. God, I'm just touching the green that it's not going to prosper. God, we come against the spirit of death, the spirit of destruction that wants to come against her lungs, that wants to stop, affect her lungs, affect affect her body. We come against the demon that's attacking her body, her immune system. Set it loose in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, God, we just pray right now, God, that you are going to heal her, God. Father, we pray for the lady's son that's in jail right now, God. We pray for the lady, God, that tested positive with COVID, God. Father, we just pray that you would just heal, that you would deliver, God. Lord, you came that you might take sickness from the midst of us, God. Lord, every stripe on your back was for our healing, God. Father, we pray right now for Amos, God, that even while he's in jail, the time that he's going to spend, God, you're going to deal. You're going to save him, God. You're going to cause him to get in that cell and begin to cry to you, God. He's going to start reading his Bible. Next time he writes his mom, his family, he's going to be talking about you, and it's not going to be jailhouse religion, God, but it's going to be a real salvation, an encounter with God. Father, I just believe you that once you get through working on him and protecting him and saving him, Lord, then you're going to release him, God, to come forth out of that prison, God, with a testimony of how he met God in jail. Father, we just pray for it right now, God. Father, we pray for Missionary Glory Johnson, and that she recover of this virus. God, right now, God, we speak a fast recovery. We thank you, God, that you're taking it out of her body, God. This virus is trying to run rapid, this new strand. We bind it up, God. Father, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee, God. Father, we know, God, that as we make contact and come in agreement, God, you said, well, two or three touch me, ask anything in your name. You said you would do it, God. Now, Father, we know that it's your will, God. You said you are here. You were here by your stripes, God. Father, we thank you. You said you wasn't for all that we would prosper, me and him, even as our soul prosper. You said you would take sickness from us and you would bless our bread and water. Now, Father, we just thank you today, God, that you've given the doctors the wisdom, and all that the doctors don't have, God, you can do. You will do, God. Lord, we pray for those that have on their masks and gloves, and how the devil is still trying to attack their body. Lord, I just thank you that we're covered in the blood of Jesus. I thank that because we fear you, God, you said the angel of God, God, there is a hedge around us. Hallelujah, God. Even as the devil came and looked at Job, but he could not touch him. Lord, I believe, God, that you're raising up a standard when this thing is coming in like a flood. The Spirit of God, you're going to cause your people to stand. There are some people getting ready to have great, powerful testimonies. How God raised them up. The doctors have counted them out, God. But they're getting ready to have testimony. But God testimony. People that count them out, but they can really have some but God testimony. Father, we just believe it today, God. Now, Lord, I pray for those that are struggling with their finances, God. Those that are struggling with jobs and houses and different things that they need. Oh, God. Lord, I stand in the gap for your people, God. You said the effective fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, God. Lord, if we ever need you, we need you now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I ask you, God, to move, God. God, meet the needs of your people, God. God, those that are stepping out on faith, those that are trusting you, God. Some seem like they're at the end of the rope, God. Oh, God, but you're going to be the Superman, God. You're going to be the Clark Kent that steps in there just in the nick of time, God. Woo, God, you're going to shut the devil down, God. Lord, you told him that you gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing by no means shall harm us, God. Father, we stand on your word, God. You said the battle is not ours. You told us we had to go to the battle, but you said, don't worry about it. I got this. You got this. You got this virus. You got her in a choke chain. You got her under your feet, God. And, Lord, we know we can't wait to hear the testimonies about how thousands of people were healed miraculously, how the virus hit them, but it could not destroy them, God. Father, we thank you. Now, God, I know what we pray for is according to your will, God. And it's because it's according to your will you hear us. And when you hear us, you grant us the petition, God. Now, Father, I thank you in advance. I praise you in advance. Those of you that's on Facebook, those of you in radio, those of you that's on the phone, I want you to take one hand and begin to praise God. Come on, lift that hand. Begin to tell God, thank you, God. Tell him I know you're the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. Tell him I know you're Jehovah Gibor. You're my Balak. You're my fighter. greater. Come on, lift those hands. Let's just praise God. Thank God in advance. It ain't what you feel, but it's what you believe. It ain't what you see, but it's what you believe. Come on, wave them hands. Every time you wave them hands, it's a sign that God, I yet believe God. It's a sign, amen, so be it. Come on, wave them hands to God. Let the devil know it ain't over. Hallelujah. Tell the devil, you ain't got me. You're not going to have me. Don't give him no credit. Give God the glory in the midst of it all. Tell him, I don't care what happened. I'm yet going to serve God. I'm yet going to praise God. Somebody put your hand together and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We thank God, amen, for this prayer. And God, we give you the glory in the master's name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Man of God, I'm turning it back over to you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's tell the Lord thank you. Come on, let's thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord right now. Amen. We're going to unmute the phone and let you, amen, give God some thanks right now. Come on, everybody, thank the Lord right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
If you believe him, thank him right now. Thank him by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you from your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, God. Thank you for the victory. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. That we heard tonight. Amen. Coming through, amen, the man of God, letting us know to rise up and fight on. Amen. Rise up. Amen. Out of your situation. Out of your present circumstances, rise up above it, amen, and fight on, amen, because God is going to deliver. Amen. I praise God. He begins to tell us the principles of praying. Amen. The principles of praying, amen, in order to get through to God. Amen. We have to make sure we're praying God's will. We have to pray God's word, amen. Remind God of his word. Lord, you say, Lord. Lord, you promised us. Amen. I praise God for the word tonight. Amen. The word of God, amen, is very encouraging. Amen. Letting us know to rise up. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Let's take the word of God in. Amen. Let's believe God. Amen. Push. Amen. Push, amen, meaning to pray until something happens. Amen. Amen. If it don't seem like it worked the first time, you go back and pray again. Don't stop praying. Amen. Keep on praying. Pray on. Amen. And God, he will hear. Amen. He will, amen, come to your rescue. Amen. We praise God for the word of God tonight. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. People of God, believe God. Amen. The Lord wants us to take hold of faith. Believe his report. Believe the word of God. Amen. That he has spoken this night. Amen. No, amen. Erase all doubt out your mind. Erase all negativity out your mind. All the hesitation of, I wonder, is he going to do it? I wonder, amen, is God going to fix it? Amen, speak. I know God is going to fix it. I know he already done fixed it. Amen, it's already done. Amen, it's according to our faith, amen. And amen, we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen, we got to speak life over ourselves and over our situation. So tonight we praise God, amen, for the word of God. Amen. We thank God for the man of God tonight. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming, amen, and amen, giving us, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We know that God's word will not go out void. Amen. But it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Amen. And God has sent his word, amen, all across the world tonight. Amen. Whether through telephone, whether through the radio, whether through Facebook. Amen. The word of God is in the atmosphere. Amen. And let us know what to do tonight. Rise up and fight on. Amen. So we just praise God for the word, and we want to cup you in prayer right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight that you have spoken and declared. Amen. Out of the mouth of your manservant. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you. Oh God, we pray that you will bless him. We pray, oh God, that you will evermore anoint him, oh God, oh God, instill virtue back into him. Every virtue that came out tonight, we pray that you will restore back unto him. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in his life. Bless his home, bless his family, bless his ministry. Father God, everything that he put his hand to, God, we pray that you will bless it in the name of Jesus. We pray for increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that your word, oh God, will minister to your people tonight. Oh God, break up the foul ground. Encourage somebody's heart. Oh God, just to trust you the more. We believe you. We praise you for what we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Amen for, amen, the word of God once again. Amen. People of God, we want to remind you, amen, that if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text 912-257-3918, or you can text 678-608-7234. I will repeat these numbers again. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you could text one or two numbers. You could text 912-257-3918, or you could text 678-608-7234. Amen. And we'll, amen, see to it that you get a copy, amen, within the next 24 hours, if not sooner. So we praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. We also want you to know if you, amen, desire to be a blessing, if this ministry has blessed you and you want to be a blessing back into this ministry, amen, you can cash that gift of prayer. If you like to sow a seed into this ministry for the furthering of the gospel, amen, you can cash at $gift of prayer. Amen. If you would like to correspond with us through mail, amen, if you would like to correspond through mail, amen, you can, amen, write us at Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Once again, we'll repeat that. If you would like to correspond with us through mail, you can write us at Prayer News Network, care of, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Amen. So we praise God once again for, amen, this night. Amen. I believe this is, amen, night 282. Amen. This is night 282. And I tell you, God has not let us down. God has not failed us, and he won't. He will not. It's impossible, amen, for God to lie. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, God said he will draw all men. And truly, that's what God is doing. He's drawing all men unto salvation. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the man of God. Amen. Coming through, amen. Amen. Our apostle. Amen. We thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. For you unveiling yourself. Amen. And also want you to know you can follow him on Facebook. Amen. At Gaston Rivers. Amen. You can find him on Facebook at Gaston Rivers. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, you tonight, man of God. We appreciate you. Amen. We pray, amen, God's blessings upon your life. Amen. That God will continue to have his way in your life. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Going to ask you to remember, amen, our visionary, Evangelist Bradley, amen, in prayer. Continue to lift her up, amen, that God may evermore continue to strengthen her and bless her, amen, to do his, amen, to do his will, amen. So at this time, amen, we're going to have the last stand, amen, and the sanction, amen, the blessing of the Lord, amen. And afterwards, we're going to open up the Lord so that, amen, we can give our corporate praise together, amen. At this time, amen, back into your hands, man of God. Amen. You can push star 6 and come back over on the broadcast side. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Prophet Gaston.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we just thank you right now, God. We praise you, God. We thank you for this ministry, God. How it's powerful. It's affecting the lives of many people all around the world, God. And, Father, we just pray, God, you meet everyone and you continue to send the finance, send the support, God. God, there are brokers, there are people out there, God, Lord, that can give millions and thousands of dollars, God, to further this ministry, God. And not only that, God, but we pray, God, that every life is being changed, God. God, people are being healed. People are being delivered, God. Father, we just pray that you will continue to have your way, God. Oh, God, bless them for their labor of love, God. Bless them for their work, God. Lord, help them to know that their labor is not in vain, God. Lord, that they're going to see many crowns, God, when they get to heaven. And, Father, we just pray, God, you continue to touch those people, God. Many people are going to tune into this broadcast at a later time, God. And we ask you, God, to touch and heal them, deliver, minister to those people, God, that's going to turn this on, God, that's going to call in and get the audio part and get the video part on Facebook, God. Lord, we thank you that that anointing is going to flow, God. And we give you the praise in the massive name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, people of God. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. We're going to open up the lines at this time that we may give our corporate praise unto the Lord.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We'll see you on tomorrow night. Lord, say the same tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Tell somebody about it. Bring a friend with you. Amen. God bless you until tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Amen. Take the Lord with you everywhere you go. God bless you.
Thank you.
is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.